of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The whole reason for our prayer, almsgiving, and fasting for the 40 days of Lent, it culminates in this, the beginning of the Triduum, the three-day single liturgy, where the most manifold graces are sent to us by God for our benefit, where we are called to recognize the import of the life and suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which of course is all encapsulated for us in the central reality of the life of the Church, and that of course is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It is our Lord who commanded the apostles to do this in memory of him. And again, a mnemosis, not simple memory in the English language, but a special remembering that is linked to the Passover itself that God required the Jews to do every year, the Passover lamb, and all that happened in Egypt before the Exodus. All of that was re-experienced and recommissioned, as it were, by the Jews at every Passover. And that is just the Passover, where there is not so much by way of grace. Passover is a figure for the reality of what Christ himself would do. He would offer himself to his Father in total love for his Father. And of course, a love for us that is automatic because he is perfect. He is God, Deus Caritas Est. But it teaches us that one must love God in order to love one's neighbor. Most people don't love God, but they can and do love their neighbor, which is why most people who really have a sense of love absolutely worship the person they love, or worse yet, they seek to possess and control the person they love, because without God, love is never giving. Love is always selfish. Love is indeed corrupted. And so most Catholics today have corrupted this very night. Most parishes throughout this archdiocese will have a circus of washing of feet, which of course is only an option in the modern rite. And usually they don't have the priest do it, they have all the faithful do it. And it's a veritable circus, which demonstrates they have no understanding of the Most Blessed Sacrament, which is why they think Holy Thursday is about washing of feet. And the reality of St. John's Gospel and the fact that there is no situation that is similar to the other three with regards to the washing of the feet. And our Lord washing the feet only here because John knew the other three Gospels were well known. And there's some undercurrent there that is lost because, again, as I've warned you throughout Lent and endeavored to get you, during the Lenten season, to begin to detach from the world, and yes, detach from yourselves, and attach to God, because without a proper interior life, without a spiritual life, none of this makes any sense. None of what we do as Roman Catholics makes any sense, because it goes beyond reason, but it still has sensibility, in the sense that the Church requires ritual action for us to enter into the mystery, which mandates humility. So the circuses that started in the 1970s, and a lot of older people probably miss the washing of the feet, that's a demonstration of their understanding based on pride that they are the mover, the uncaused cause, the unmoved mover. They're the ones that must do the work. Supposedly imitation of Christ, but not really. Because what is the point of it in the simplest of terms? The feet exposed to the world were the dirtiest, the nastiest parts of the body for Jewish men. Because unlike most parishes where women are running around washing feet and getting their feet washed, the Church never intended for women to be involved in that because that's profoundly immodest. But then most women dress immodestly, so they didn't mind having their bare feet in front of men in a sanctuary in the Holy of Holies. But that's another story. But that dynamic of the dirtiness of their feet, the humility of our Lord washing their feet, that's what it's all about. And something that we cannot possibly understand is how the second person of the Holy Trinity condescends to become one of us. and how the second person of the Holy Trinity, even after his resurrection and ascension, still in his humility, still in service to our souls, more to our souls than to our bodies, which is why most Catholics who run on washing each other's feet tonight are, again, materialists who see this whole Catholic thing as about bodies, as about social justice. No caring for the soul, and certainly no avoidance of the horror of sin. Which is why it's easy for them to get lost in the washing of the feet, to get lost in singing hymns that indicate to God how great and how lucky God is to have them as his followers. And everything is touchy-feely, everything's experiential. No mystery, no desire to transcend themselves, to understand the intricacies of what our Lord does, that the resurrected Lord, who has conquered sin and death at the command of a mortal sinful man, the mortal weak man he chooses to be priests, he comes down at their command, as it were. Washing of the feet, being totally humble. And so, remember, for us as Catholics, sacraments are the outward sign of inward grace traditionally. They are the means by which we participate in the suffering death of our Lord, because every sacrament has its power from our Lord's suffering and death, not from his resurrection. Because that's how he won the graces for us. That's how we get to the graces themselves. And so therefore the sacraments, even though they're experienced in a physical way, they're about the soul, not about the body. Because the body, it's going to fall apart, even though old people think they're going to live forever. They're not. The body's going to fall apart. Most old people know that, but they still think death is far away, even if they're 107 years old. Of course, that's the part of being a materialist, because it opens the door to a fear of death, and much, much worse. Much, much worse. A fear of eternal life. Which is why they will always describe eternal life in a very materialistic way. Again, Aunt Millie is sewing afghans in heaven. Uncle Frank is playing golf in heaven. They're afraid of death. They're also afraid of eternal life because they don't want to leave here. Why? Because they have never truly understood, or if they did, they willingly forgot what reception of the most blessed sacrament is all about. Sustaining the soul, allowing us to truly be in communion with the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, allowing us to receive every grace that poured forth from his crucifixion, which is why the Mass is the representation of the one true sacrifice of Christ on Calvary Hill. How do we know that Catholics have abandoned this reality? Well, we're down to only 17% of Catholics in America go to Mass once a week. Because they don't need the Blessed Sacrament. They don't need it because most parishes treat it like it's merely a wafer, handing out a communion as though it were cards for a poker game. No reverence. They're more excited, most Catholics this week are more excited about the washing of the feet than they are about the institution of the Most Blessed Sacrament, and yes, the Roman Catholic priesthood, which has been dragged through the mud by Judas priests, intentionally or through their blindness, because they disconnected. No interior life, only a superficial, materialistic life. But that is the other way we know that Catholics have lost touch with the Blessed Sacrament. We don't have young men who are courageous enough to die to themselves and live for Christ instead of themselves. Well, that's changing. One son of the parish was just ordained in Italy for the Roman Catholic priesthood. We have two of our own seminarians here now. Zach Moore, who did the lecturing, and Emerson Wells, who is the thurifer. As I keep telling them, they're brave enough to be men who are running into a building on fire, instead of like most Catholics, who are running away from the building, the church that's on fire, in her humanity. But why so few? I've been here 13 years. Why so few? Because too many young men don't believe in the real presence. If they did, they'd be willing to die to themselves. They'd be willing to say, yes, I would love to be married, but no. I will give it up so that somebody else can do it. But Christ is calling young men to the priesthood. Young men don't want to do it. They fight it. They resist it because it doesn't make any sense. Because no interior life, no life of real prayer. A sentimental, emotional life means all you do is try to find relationships that will feed your emotions. Too many young men now are more like women. They get into relationships for the sake of heightened emotions, not for the sake of being a hero, to pull the female out of her emotionalism, yet at the same time allow her to keep it, and to insist in fighting her desire to cling to him and hold him and possess him. A man who loses his self in his girlfriend, she will indeed break his heart. But a man who dies to himself and leads a girl out of that emotionalism will win her heart over. Because most women want strong men, but women are trained to believe they are men. So therefore they don't seek that. And they seek to possess and control. And too many of our young men submit. Why? Because it's easier. And because they're accustomed to emotionalism. So I got to be honest, we don't want those kinds of young men to be priests. But by the same token, when those young men become husbands and fathers, they end up raising wimpy sons who don't want to become priests, or if they do, they're the worst kind of priests. The ones that live only for themselves and not for service at the altar. Service in the confessional. How many young men actually think about the reality that you make Christ present? Without priests, there is no hope for salvation because there is no Christ in the Eucharist. How many young men think about that? How many fathers and mothers tell their sons this? Without any priest, there is not the forgiveness of sins in the confessional. This is the commission. This is what we celebrate this very night. Our Lord instituting the Eucharist, but also the means by which the Eucharist comes to be the Roman Catholic priesthood. But in most parishes, it's all about the priest stepping aside so the women can wash each other's feet. So they can feel good about themselves. And even feel heroic. When they're nothing of the sort, because humility mandates that you would never put yourself up in front of everyone. You would never want to show off your ministry. Too many Catholics, because of the emphasis the church put on the reality of the ritual meal, it took over. The church wanted the faithful to recognize that, yes, the prefiguring of the Holy Sacrifice occurred with the Jewish practice of when a man had committed a sin, and he would take the sacrifice to the priest. The priest never killed the sacrifice, but somebody else did. And then they would offer it to God, the Father. And then after that sacrifice was done, the priest would then eat the meal with the family, demonstrating his reconciliation to God. So the meal part is always secondary. It is the means by which you participate in all the graces that our Lord won for us on Calvary Hill. But too much emphasis was placed on the meal part, and the sacrifice was lost. Hence, Catholics love the washing of the feet. Hence, young men don't want to become priests. Because to them, it's really not necessary. Too many young men want some woman to dominate them. Too many women don't want a man to dominate, but they do it because they like to be in control, and then they're dissatisfied, and they always, 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 in my experience, break those young men's hearts. Because it's all about their heart, not about his. They forget that Eve was taken from the rib of Adam, and the rib protects the heart. the rib. The woman is supposed to protect the heart of the man, not the man to know its every secret, not control it and squeeze the life out of it for the sake of nurturing its own heartfeltness. And ironically, that's how too many Catholics treat our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. There are those who only come, and I know this makes some of my pious weekday Catholics upset, because I've heard it from them before, but there are those who come to Mass on weekdays because they're continuing a streak of receiving communion every day. Or they want to get the graces from it. They never come to appreciate what communion actually is. It's all about me. It's all about, I come to get the graces so that I can avoid sin or avoid difficulty. What about just simply being in communion with the Christ, the Son of God, who is closer to your soul than your soul is to itself when you receive Him in the Eucharist? And how come the faithful have no passion about the Blessed Sacrament? No desire to really share about it. They get excited about it. How many Catholics are like zombies walking through their faith, never really appreciating who it is they're receiving, what it is they're doing when they say they're going to die to themselves by going to the altar, the people of the altar, which represents death. And they're saying, I'm dying to myself to receive Christ, and then I will live my vocation to the fullest, which means self-sacrifice, not self-seeking. The passion's not there. It's certainly not there amongst the laity, and I know for a fact it is not there amongst the clergy. But we can't lament that situation. We must do something about it in the here and now. Therefore, ours is, each and every one of us, to rightfully adore the Blessed Sacrament, to make Christ the very center of our lives, to lament the way He is treated, to make reparation to the Sacred Heart for the way He's treated, to live life for Holy Communion, not for money or security or financial success or even just a sense of contentment and happiness. We should be living for the Blessed Sacrament, the source and summit of the Catholic life, the Church says. The source and summit, the origin and the goal. No. For too many Catholics, it's just something we do. They'll leave this place and never even talk about our Lord. People will leave this place tonight and never even talk about the one they've received. They'll be talking about their day, going to the grocery store, doing all these things. They'll never even consider talking about the Christ they've received outside of His very house. Is that passion for our Lord? Is that love for the Eucharist? No wonder so many young men don't even consider the priesthood, because they do not see an example amongst the faithful of why the Blessed Sacrament is so important. Why it should be the center of everything. A man will never die for something he's not passionate about. A man will never live for something he is not passionate about. A man who is passionate about Christ will live for Christ and will die for Christ, even to his very self. Certainly all our prayers have been answered with regards to one of our sons being ordained to the priesthood in the Institute of Christ the King this past Saturday. Two more going in, God willing, to seminary this fall. Maybe the sacrifices and prayers all of you have been doing are being heard. Well, they probably are. But the work, it's been 13 years. It's been 13 years, and I won't be here forever. So we have to start thinking about how we orient ourselves to the Blessed Sacrament. That's the key. Forget this stupid foot-washing thing. That has nothing to do with it. Oh, it does on a deeper level, but most Catholics don't go to the deeper level. Because, again, most Catholics are hopeless materialists or sentimentalists. It's all about my feelings. I find Father so insulting right now. He's not consoling me. He's kind of yelling at me. Well, too bad. Maybe you need to be yelled at. But just consider the reality of what you have passion for in your life and what you have no passion for in your life. Can you honestly say that you have a passion for the Blessed Sacrament, for Christ Himself, body, blood, soul, divinity, who gives Himself to you for your salvation? Because if you do, then your sons are going to be inspired to become priests. And your sons who are not called to the priesthood will be inspired to imitate Christ in the Blessed Sacrament by living a life in service first and foremost to the soul of his wife, which means not letting her weaknesses overwhelm her, but actually calling her to willful submission to him, even if she doesn't want to. He must be strong enough and detached enough from himself to do it. How easy it would have been for Christ, because as the church has taught and many great masters have observed, that at his circumcision at 8 days old, that one or few drops of blood that poured forth would have been enough to save the world, but that was not enough for Christ, who had a true love for his Father, and therefore a true love for us. So it goes full circle. If you don't love God, you cannot love your neighbor. You'll only love yourself, and you'll be in relationship for the sake of yourself. And your nastiness will come out, because people who are objective enough will see it, but those who are lost in that trap will never see it, and then it's just misery. That's what happens to love when it's not touched by grace. And think of how many graces our Lord desires to give you this very night. Charity himself, offering himself in totality so that you can have every grace necessary to live the life that will indeed lead to your salvation should you participate with the manifold graces. Indeed, it is time for us to be mindful of the Christ and the Blessed Sacrament and direct our lives in that way. And especially of you, to be mindful that we are not doing well with regards to our numbers for priests. It is continuing to decline. And everybody thinks because the priests work so hard to make sure that people don't feel the deprivation. I did it when I had 3 parishes in the country. And therefore, there was no sense of a need, because Father was always there. Some point, it's going to happen where Father's not going to be there. We have a huge number of priests that are going to be retiring in the next 10 years. Most of our priests, the average age of the priesthood in this diocese, is in the lower 70s. I'm considered a young priest by those stats. You don't care about the Blessed Sacrament. You don't care about fostering in your sons a vocation of the priesthood, which every father should be doing in the first case, and then in the second case, fostering in his son, if he's called to marriage, a desire to die to himself instead of living for himself. How many parents, all they care about is grades, all they care about is scholarships, all they care about is good jobs with good pay, and never once addressed with their sons the necessity of imitating Christ in order to get to the kingdom of heaven, of dying to themselves, which, by the way, in marriage, headship is a crown of thorns that too many men are afraid to take on because they're too afraid of their wives to do it, and their wives like that they're afraid of them because it gives them emotional mastery of the house, even though deep down they're unhappy. Dying to yourself, indeed, an imitation of Christ is everything. And just think, on this very night, should you be properly disposed, the Christ will give you every grace necessary to do just that, to live for him. How good indeed is our Lord, how generous, and how humble that in that way, he who is the Son of God washes the worst part of us, as it were, humbles himself beyond our comprehension to give us his very self, body, blood, soul, divinity. How often we take that for granted. Let it never be so from this point on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.